We've already talked a bit about medical records in this episode. I'm sure many of you listening right now have to log into an online patient portal to get details of your last visit instead of waiting for results to come in the mail. Electronic medical records have, for the most part, replaced paper records in most health settings, but in the huge and varied medical world, there's room for improvement. Ellen Abbott reports.
Greg Kenyon has a bird's-eye view of the changing world of medical records. He's the chief medical information officer at St. Joseph's Hospital in Syracuse, as well as a cardiologist.
Ultimately, the potential is enormously for the good, but we're having some growing pains now.
On the plus side, he likes the potential of using these medical records to track populations to determine who may be at risk for certain illnesses. For example, at St. Joe's, they're installing a predictive analytic model to determine who may be at most risk for sepsis, a potentially life-threatening complication of an infection.
Instead of just looking at your pulse and your blood pressure and your white count and your respiratory rate, which are pretty good indicators, we're going to put in 120 data points from your hospital chart. What's your kidney function? What's your liver function? How old are you? Do you have a problem with narcotics? Put in 120 things, and then the model will tell us, hopefully, and then learn from itself, people who are at risk for sepsis.
The hospital would then know to monitor those individuals more closely. The use of electronic medical records also helps on a more individual level, slashing drug interaction rates and offering patients the opportunity to keep track of their own health data. But not all healthcare facilities have the same needs. Loretto is a post-acute care facility in Syracuse. Chief Information Officer Brandon Clapp says it's moving towards a new electronic medical record system that will integrate medical records in all aspects of care, from skilled nursing settings to rehabilitation units.
The acute care space, hospitals, they're much more far advanced in the capabilities of their EMR because they have large vendors. Now, the post-acute care space, I think, is coming up there and coming on to being able to have data at your fingertips, and I think the demand will be there from the population.
Chances are, though, the vendor used by Loretto isn't the same one used by St. Joe's, which leads to one of the biggest challenges in the digital record world: interoperability, the difficulty of one software program to talk to another and transfer records in a usable manner. Karen Fabrizio, chair of the Health Information Technology Program at Onondaga Community College, says part of that can be eased through health information exchanges.
Within New York State, there are 8. A lot of people refer to them as RIOs. They're regional health information organizations. And these are organizations that take data from the facility and they hold it into a repository. There's a lot of protocol in place for making sure a physician or a hospital has access to that information.
That access to information, though, doesn't entirely solve the added burden of disparate systems that don't allow seamless transfer of information. Kenyon hopes that can be overcome with improvements in medical software.
I think medical software is behind where consumer software is. So as that medical software gets better and more friendly to doctors, patients, and nurses, that things will improve.
On the ground, the use of electronic medical records gets mixed reviews. Clapp says the new system will help nurses at Loretto.
So I'm going to allow our nurses to spend more time with the residents and less time worrying about different pieces of paper, having to fax to one location or another, or documentation. It all is going to be able to done with finger clicks instead of a timely consumption of data.
Kenyon says from a physician's point of view, all the extra screen time can take away from patient time, and beyond that.
And sometimes you can get swamped. Sometimes there's so much information that the one important piece you miss.
But in the end, he believes doctors would never go back to paper.
It's nice to be able to read a note, even if it has a little more information that you have to look through. But every note is legible, and the immediate ability to look at your heart cath that you had a month ago, or an echocardiogram, a scan of your heart that you had done 6 months ago, to be able to look at it at my desk and not have to walk to the echo lab or the cath lab and look at it, or if the emergency room calls, I can look at your EKG and your records without leaving my house. I don't think any of us would go back to the old days.
I'm Ellen Abbott for Take Care.